Inspiration. Turn up the motivation. You're on the Ziglar Inspire Podcast.
Zig Ziglar wants you to be your best.
Welcome to Zig Ziglar's Inspire Podcast. This is your host, Blake Lindsay. Today, Zig tells a story about a shy woman with a good heart and where it led her. Let's listen to Zig and I'll be back.
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
For 15 years, I was in direct sales. I was in the cookware business, put on the cooking demonstrations. After several years, I finally got half smart and realized I needed help. Ran an ad in the paper. All I wanted was somebody to do all of the work. I wanted somebody to go buy the groceries, get them ready to be cooked, the vegetables, wanted them to cook the meal and then help serve and then wash the dishes in the cookware. And that's all I wanted to do. Well, this very quiet lady named Jerry Arrowwood responded to the ad. She had been earning money by taking in sewing and baking cakes. Does that tell you something about her personality? Very shy. She had three daughters. And when I told her what I wanted her to do, she said, well, I wouldn't start with you until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I got to tell you, I love to cook and I don't even mind washing dishes. I'd be happy to work with you under the condition that under no circumstances do you require me to participate in the actual demonstration in front of the people. She said, as you can tell, I'm shy and quiet. But she said, I'll do the other things. Well, I thought her terms were pretty harsh. You know, me do all the talking, she'd do all the working. But anyhow, I graciously agreed to accept her terms. Well, things worked wonderfully well for a couple of months, and then one night my mouth overloaded my back. And I said to her, I said, Jerry, you got to help me. She said, what you want me to do? I said, I want you to deliver these six sets of cookware I have sold and teach the people in their homes how to use them, this cookware. Now, 99% of the people who hear this will not be able to completely understand it, but sheer terror appeared in her eyes. She literally started to shake and said, I can't do it, I can't do it. I said, you can't do what, Jerry? She said, I can't teach those ladies how to cook on their own stoves. I said, Jerry, every night for the last 2 months, that's what you've been doing. She said, yeah, but you're always here, and I know you'll bail me out if I foul it up. I said, Jerry, it's easy. She said, I ain't gonna do it. I said, I just can't do it. Well, fortunately, we had about a 30-mile ride back to her home, and I guess she got to thinking about it. And just before she got out, and she denies part of this to this day, but she turned to me, and here's the part she denies. She said, I did not shake my finger in your face. I said, Jerry, you did too. She said, all right. She said, I'll deliver them. But if you ever do this again, I'm going to let you do it. I will not get a wink of sleep tonight, and I'm sure I'll do a miserable job tomorrow. Well, I don't know if she slept that night or not. I know I didn't. Well, anyhow, the next night about 10 o'clock, I got the most exciting phone call just about that I've ever received. For the next 20 minutes, she gave me every detail of what happened. She said, when I got to the first couple, they had a cup of coffee and a piece of cake waiting on me. And Zig, she said, I had a wonderful time with them. And when I got ready to leave, they thanked me profusely and invited me to come back and bring the girls. And they said, this time we'll do the cooking. And they closed by saying, Jerry, you have such a beautiful personality and you're so professional. I so regret that I did not maintain that customer's name and address. because those words literally transformed Jerry Arrowood's life totally and completely. The shy cake-baking seamstress became one of the most highly motivated, enthusiastic people I've ever known. Didn't happen that day, that week, that month, or even that year. But less than 5 years later, Jerry Arrowood was the vice president in charge of training for a multi-million dollar cosmetic company. And she and her husband for many years manufactured their own private line of cosmetics for small companies that wanted individual labeling for what they were selling. She took what she got there with. She got there. She had courage. It took a lot of that to make that delivery. It took commitment. She had compassion. She knew that if the merchandise would not deliver the next day, it would affect my reputation. Now, I am absolutely, because I'd promised they would be, I'm absolutely certain when Jerry made the decision to do it, she did not say to herself, "Now, what I've always wanted to be was the vice president in charge of sales training of a multi-million dollar cosmetic company. And Zig has been telling me you can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want." I'm absolutely certain that did not go through her mind. But what did go through her mind was her life of living. She knew that it would be a wonderful favor for me. She extended a helping hand at a time that it was needed. And folks, what you're going to find all the way through life is with that attitude, other good things happen. She got there with one set of values, and they were all good. But when she used those values, then the other values and the other skills, the other talent was added to her. Yes, it does make a difference. It started with the courage that she displayed, because I'm absolutely certain that she was frightened to death until she made that first delivery. I'd be willing to bet she ran to the second one and to the third one, because three of the six couples had dessert and coffee ready for her. Everybody, according to her, said nice things about her. I mean, her fire was lighted that night, and she kept the fuel on that fire, and it kept on burning. The word for caring, it's a tacit agreement to help each other. Delivering that cookware was not in her job description. But it's true that when you do more than you're paid to do, you will eventually be paid more for what you do. Jerry Arrowood developed into a real, real optimistic, caring, positive thinker, skilled speaker trainer, because she took what she already had, put it to work, the other developed.
So how about you? Do you have a fear that's holding you back from success? Do you have the can-do attitude which helps you do more for others? This week, stretch yourself and try something new. Until next week, this is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Ziglar. Ziglar. Inspiring true performance.